The next patient is Vicky Pleat. The last name is P like in Papa, L like in Lima, E like in Echo, A like in Alpha, T like in Tango. Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y. 63-year-old. White female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient comes today for a follow-up. She has been placed on Jardiance. And she has also a increase the administration of blood pressure medication. There was an increase in the amlodipine to 5 milligrams POVID. She was recently increasing the dose of Ozempic to control the blood sugar. No more than 3 weeks ago. She comes today with a serum creatinine of 1.97, which is a decrease compared to 4 months ago that was 1.45. Whether or not this is related to hemodynamic changes associated to the administration of Jardiance is a possibility. Interestingly, the proteinuria that the patient had in the past, that was up to 600 milligrams, is much better. This time, the patient has negative protein in the dipstick to the urinalysis, and the protein creatinine ratio is 110 milligrams in 24 hours. We are going to continue with the same approach. The patient has had hypercalcemia on and off. This time the calcium is 10.5. We are going to repeat the PTH that has been slightly elevated, and we are going to repeat the phosphorus. Following number. The patient has increased the hemoglobin to 12.4. There is no evidence of anemia. Following number, type 2 diabetes. The latest hemoglobin A1C is 8.9. 4 months ago was 9.2. The Ozempic was adjusted. The primary, Dr. Saint Flair, ST, point, period. Saint Flair is FL. EUR is making the adjustments. Following number, hypertension with a systolic of 110 and a diastolic of 70. Following number, hyperlipidemia, the triglycerides are slightly elevated, 162. The cholesterol is 140, the HDL is 45, and the LDL is 65. Following number, the patient is complaining of hair loss. We are going to evaluate the thyroid profile. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, the patient has been taking supplementation, the level is adequate, 62. And the ionized calcium is with a normal range 7 days ago at 1.18. At this point, we're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Hopefully, the blood sugar will be under better control. I have to point out that the patient has lost more weight, is down to 146 pounds.